Sukkah per Gimel Mishnah Yud 3:10. In the previous Mishnah, we had discussed the shaking of the lulav during the recitation of Hallel. So now our Mishnah digresses for a moment to discuss the recitation of Hallel itself. Now, according to most people, reciting the Hallel on Yom Tov is an ancient din. It goes back to the Nevi'im, early Nevi'im. However, according to Ramban, actually is a Doraisa in origin. Whatever the case, we recite the Hallel, which consists of these six paragraphs of Tehillim, Kuf Yud Gimel to Kuf Yud Ches, 113 to chapter 118. And the chapters are read in full on all 7 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres, as well as on Shavuos and the first day of Pesach, and in addition to Hanukkah, for the record. And now, the way that they daven typically in the time of the Mishnah was that there was a shliach tzibur who led the davening, and people participated in many ways through the mechanism called shomea kaona, which means the one who listens. It's as if he himself said it. I'm kind of like how many are accustomed to listening to the Baal HaBayis say Kiddush on Friday night, let's say, and then they just say Amen, and they're Yotzi Kiddush. And truth is, even without saying Amen, they're still Yotzi hearing Kiddush. It's as if they said it, because of Shomei Ka'ona and the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, that the Jews collectively share collective responsibility one for the other, and therefore we're able to act as the mouth for another person, if you will, who's listening in. So that is how they used to daven. We're all familiar with the Shliach Tzibor repeating Shmoneh Esrei nowadays, the Chazaras HaShatz. In the time of the Mishnah, there was one person saying the davening, and also would say Amen. So too, when it comes to the recitation of Hallel, they were not Sidurim, and the custom was, in the time of the Mishnah at least, that one person, the Shliach Tzibor, would recite the verses of Tehillim that constitute Hallel, and everyone else would answer at each step of the process with the term Hallelujah. Hallelujah is two words put together of Hallelu, which is they praise, and Ka, Yud-Hei, which is Hashem's name, one of Hashem's names. So praise God. Now, that was the custom of doing it, everyone listening and saying Halluka at the end of each phase. The Gemara says already by the time of Rava in the Talmudic era, everyone said on their own like we do today, kind of. But anyways, so that's how it went. Now, our mission is to consider what happens if someone, first of all, didn't hear Hal in Shul, rather he needs to say it on his own. And since he can't read, he can't say it by himself, he needs to get someone else to read it for him, and then essentially they will prompt him, and then he will respond afterwards. So this fellow's going to get his wife, let's say, to read on his behalf, and she'll say Hodu, and he'll say Hodu. She'll say Lashem, he'll say Lashem, and so on and so forth. She will walk him through it. Now, he has to repeat what she says, because Hallel, the recitation of Hallel, is a mitzvah asha, either derabanan or deraisa, doesn't matter. The point is, even if it's a derabanan, it's shazman grama, it's prompted by an event on the calendar, on the clock, time causes it, and this, of course, because it's Sukkot, we're saying it. So therefore, women are exempt from the mitzvah of reciting Hallel. That being the case, the usual principles of being moti someone through Shmei Ka'ona won't work, because for someone to act as your mouthpiece, he has to share an equal obligation to you. And in the case of a woman who's exempt from reciting Hallel, if she recites on his behalf, she can't do it for him, because he's obligated and she isn't obligated. So that being the case, he'll have to repeat every word at her prompting. And therefore the Mishnah says there are three categories of people who are going to be exempt from the recitation of Hallel, which will be women, as I just said, because of mitzvah asher shazman grama. You'll have avadim, the Evid Kanani, who is not Jewish fully, but he is a quasi-Jew, if you will, who has the same mitzvahs as a woman, and just as a woman is exempt, so too is the Evid Kanani. So if one gets his Evid Kanani to recite the Hallel for him, he'll have to say every word, because the Evid Kanani is also not obligated like he is. And same with the katan, a child. The child also, like all children, before bar and bat mitzvah, are not chayv in mitzvahs, and therefore the katan, the child, can't recite the Hallel on his behalf, just like the katan today, a child can't say kiddush on your behalf. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Mishahaya eved o isho katan, if a person hasn't read Hallel, he didn't attend shul, and he can't read himself, so he can get himself his eved, his slave, or his isha, his wife, or I guess any woman for that matter, his wife, or katan, or child, and makron also, they can read on his behalf, and ona achran, but he will have to repeat after them every word, because he can't rely on the recitation, as I just said. Masha and omrin, he will say whatever they say, you know, repeat after me, and he will repeat. So then he will be yotzi, since he said every word. However, says the Mishnah, usehi lo me'era, the Mishnah chastises such a person who can't read and says, a curse be upon him, he should have learned how to read at least. What kind of Jew is this who can't read halal for himself? Im hayagadol makroso, on the flip side, if it's a adult man who's doing the reading, like as would be the case in the Shliach Tzibur and the Shul, that's the way it was done, so that's A-OK. And therefore, in fact, even people who could read nevertheless would participate in Shul listening to the Chazan reciting it and everyone saying Hallelujah together. So if it was a grown man, Makra also, the man will recite Hallel on behalf of this person, Ona Achra of Hallelujah, and he will just simply reply, responding each phase in the recitation with Hallelujah like everyone else in the Shul, and he will be Yoti through Shomei Ka'ona.